The conflict between the United States and Iran has escalated further, with both sides widening their targets beyond military sites. Washington says it has struck bridges and military logistics infrastructure in southern Iran, while Tehran says it has responded by targeting a power and desalination plant in Kuwait, a U.S. radar station in Oman, and U.S. military facilities in Bahrain, Jordan, and for the first time, Syria. The United States has disputed the Syria claim. Iranian officials say recent U.S. strikes have killed dozens of people and wounded hundreds. Meanwhile, CBS News reports several American service members were injured in Iranian attacks on two air bases in Jordan over the past week. The United Nations is urging both sides to return to diplomacy. Secretary General spokesperson Farhan Haq says attacks on civilian infrastructure are unacceptable and reiterates there's no military solution to the conflict, which is increasingly centered on control of the Strait of Hormuz.
The Secretary General is particularly concerned about attacks on civilian infrastructure in Iran and across the region. He reiterates his firm conviction that there's no military solution to this conflict and calls for stepped-up diplomatic efforts towards a peaceful and durable settlement.